If there's one thing we've learned about business and life, it's that people are the X factor. They constantly surprise us, both in amazing ways and not so much. We're Ben and Sia, and welcome to the Gnaw on This Business Bites podcast. This show is all about real life things we all deal with every day, how they relate to business, and how to make some sense out of our daily chaos. Welcome to the show. And welcome back to another episode of Gnaw on This Business Bites. I'm Ben and this is Sia. And this week's question is this: do you know what's important to your clients? And how? How do you know what's important to your clients? Most of us assume. Most of us think, well, obviously this is important to our clients, because it's important to us. Obviously, this is important to our clients because we asked three people and one of them was our mother. Do we have a system and process in place to, on a regular basis, go out not to the world, but to the champions, the people that actually buy your product, the people that actually use your product or your service, and to be able to sit there and go, hey, wait a second here. How are we doing? What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? What could we do better? What are the things we're not doing that you'd really like us to do? And this would really cement the relationship with us. Too few of us actually take the time to go out to our clients. And the reason is a lot of us are afraid of what we're going to hear. And we need to nod this. So Sia, let's go.
Ooh, my friend, look, it's all about just listening and truly listening to understand, not listening to hear to respond, right? And I got to tell you, man, it's so much easier said than done, because here's the funnier part. It's like a twofold thing. Do you truly understand what your client is looking for, what they need, what's going to solve their problem, right? And then on the flip side, you're almost listening to hear, do they, your clients, really understand what their pain points are, what their value that they're trying to solve, what problem they're trying to solve, what value they're bringing to their organization, or whatever it might be that they're trying to goaling towards. So it's like listening for, do you understand them? And then listening to, do they understand themselves at the same time? It's almost like being a shrink in some ways, right? Because how many times have we walked in to talk to someone about something, or even just like in life with like friends or life partners, where it's like, I'm upset with you. And then you realize they're not really upset for the situation. Like, how many times have you gotten those arguments with family, right? And you're like, you're not upset with me because I didn't do the dishes. You're upset with me because I ignored your needs at a certain time, certain place. And so therefore you feel like that unmet need also extrapolates itself into you not doing the dishes. Not saying that's a real world story from C about 15 minutes ago. All I'm saying is what you think is the problem isn't necessarily the problem. And so you really got to be cognizant, to be open. Guys, let us know in the comments. Do you see it that way? I would love to hear what the feedback is on that, because I think all of us are in the listening business, whatever it is that we do. And the question is, are we actually helpful or self-serving?
Well, let's go to the audience to begin with, because we've been doing this show for 3 years now. And I think the reason we've been successful is because you and I read the chat and we get engaged in the chat and we question the chat and we listen to what people say and what they don't say. And we poke and prod and sit there and go, okay, what gets people excited? What doesn't get people excited? What do they need to know? And what are they focused on? And be able to move forward with that. And that's a relationship. That is absolutely a relationship. And whether it's a personal relationship with your dishes example, or whether it's a business relationship, or it's a relationship with an audience, the more we care about the other person, the more we sit there and say, okay, not what's best for us, what's best for us, us as a group, What's it's not about me, it's not about my needs, it's not about how wonderful I am and how great I am, and and how many five-star reviews I get. It's how are we helping other people solve their problems? And how are we building an audience that not only appreciates and values what we do, but also wants to tell other people about it and bring other people to the table? And if those are the people that we should be listening to, that we should be caring about, that we should be valuing, there's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of people out there. I had this conversation the other day. 10% of the world will hate us. 10% of the world will love us. 80% of the world, meh, are you causing me grief at this particular point in time? No, then I'm willing to roll with it. So the question is, do we focus on the 10%? Oh my God, we got a bad Google review. We got a bad Yelp review. We got this. That's one out of 10,000. And do we change how we do business? Do we change our brand? Do we change our raison d'être because of a bad review of somebody who's never going to buy from us in the first place, and is never going to recommend us, is never going to be a client? Or do we listen to the 10% that are already out there, and those are the ones that are influencing the other 80%? To bring some of those people on board and turn those people into champions. So we need to sit there and say, okay, who are we listening to? What are people telling us? There's good things to hear from the bad people, but you got to take it more with a grain of salt and sit there and say, okay, I'm not going to change, my entire coding system. I'm not going to spend $1 million to change something for somebody who's never going to buy from me in the first place. But you may spend $1 million to change the code if all of a sudden your brand champions are sitting there going, hey, listen, we really need you to do this. We're already spending hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars to support you. We'd really like you to do this. And you look at it and go, okay, wait a second here. I can make tens of millions of dollars if I invest doing this. And I can be, and I can build more champions, and I can create a better product and a better company. So we need to be discerning about who we listen to, who we give weight to. We can't ignore people, but we have to sit there and say, wait a second here. Are those the people that are going to butter our bread?
I mean, look, people's raise your hand, if you've ever heard this saying, opinions are like, you know what?
Brett.
Wet holes. Everyone's got one, right? An opinion, right? Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you negate that opinion. Sure, take the feedback, but like you say, prioritize that type of feedback. I think understanding the motivation of someone is extraordinarily important to understand what is motivating them to talk to you in general, right? So we all know intuitively what problem are we solving as we keep talking about this. I mean, everyone that's listening to this like knows it's like ad nauseum. What value do we bring because we're pro solving a problem? We're not just, I need help picking up this jar so I can drink it. It's like, no. What is their motivation? They're freaking thirsty, okay? Like, so what you're providing is the ability for them to accomplish their ultimate goal. It's not just to pick up a glass, it's so they can drink and be happy and healthy and whole, right? And I think that's where I think the mistake is often happening. And you're making me think of like some mistakes, and I think it'd be good for us to mull over that because it's easy to say what to do, but it's so much more, I think, enlightening when you share, like, I done messed up Aaron. You know what I mean? After the fact. And I thought that was really interesting because you bring up a point with a client that they kept saying, they knew what they didn't want. They knew what they didn't want. They knew what they didn't want. So I said, okay, guys, I get what you don't want, but it's very hard for my team to create content based on what you don't want, because now they're going to create something that they think you might like. And then all of a sudden you come back and say, I don't like that content. It's not what I'm looking for. And you're like, well, then what are you looking for? Right. And it was, and I'm this is an absolute mistake that happens, which was, so we kept trying to dig, but did we dig the right way? And I think I wonder if it's like asking the questions of like, well, what is it about this piece of content you didn't like, right? What is it that is I itching at you? What's that little itch that's you're twitching about? Let's find that out, right? And come to find out, we struggled with trying to really get that answer out of them. And lo and behold, we shouldn't be surprised the contract wasn't renewed, right? And as much as I would like to say, well, they didn't know what the hell they wanted, flip side is, did you ask enough questions? Did you probe enough? Did you really get to the core with that problem? As I'd mentioned earlier, maybe this was a you didn't wash the dishes situation, but really there was something else. And come to find out, now that we're a year removed from that contract, that's why I don't mind talking about it, is it was because that individual thought they could do it better themselves. But they were being told, you need to hand that off, but they did not want to let it go. And
And
that's
that's
a different
critical.
conversation. That is a different conversation. It wasn't, well, what is this? It was, oh, okay. We understand that you're relinquishing something that you're passionate about and you love and whatnot. Let's really get to the nuts and bolts. In essence, they didn't want to let go of that baby. Right. And so that's a totally different conversation than, oh, let me help you design something that picks up a jar, a jar to drink. So, yeah, I mean, I think that it's those types of things that's not so cut and dry. Right. And I think talking about in the real world context, I think audience, you tell us, give us examples where you were in a dishes washing situation, but it turned out to be way bigger, different than what it really was. I'd love to hear the story because it's so easy to say, Ben, that like, oh, well, of course we got to dig. No, actually, let's really talk about what that digging is, right? And sometimes it goes under something that has nothing to do with you. How do you deal with that one has nothing to do with you? Okay, I'll just say for giggles, that person was going, not that situation I'm talking about, but another situation, this person was going through a divorce. They hated the world. There was nothing at that point in time that they would have been happy and content with because they were not settled within themselves, whatever things that they, hired us to do. So it's kind of like, do you want to put this on hiatus? And sometimes, Ben, that's another thing. Could we, and how often is it successful to say, can we just stop, slow down, and revisit whatever it is this conversation is? Because you know what? I power through thinking, oh, well, they're going to get it. They're going to get it. No, what turned out to be was they started resenting. This other client, the one that's going through the divorce, they started resenting that, like, you're pushing me. And that was like the wrong thing to do.
Yeah, and knowing the people that you're talking to, and everybody has their own minutiae. Everybody has their hopes, wants, fears, needs, and desires. And a lot of this is subliminal text that's going on in their mind as they're having a conversation with you. And they may not be able to articulate it. They may not be able to sit there and say, I hate this.
What, Lassie?
Okay.
It hurts? Lassie, Lassie, where? I'm just kidding.
That's
Sorry.
right. But you sit there and say, okay, this hurts. And the question is, okay, why does it hurt? Well, wait a second, because I'm lifting my arm above my head. Okay, what have you done lately where you've created a level of strain, or have you done something that you don't normally do? And it's going into why and why and why and why and why. It's the five whys. And I think that being able to understand the subtext below the text enables us to be able to create a solution, or at least dive into a conversation that's going to enable you to find that solution far more effectively. I mean, I asked the question the other day, it says, in a year from now, what's the one thing that's going to make you go, I really shouldn't have hired that person? And all of a sudden, I get this, oh my God, that's the best question we've heard. Because it gets to the root of things. It's like, what are the things that you guys are just not willing to put up with? And it led to a conversation about minutiae and change and frustration over drama and all sorts of different things that they're dealing with. And they're going, we don't need more drama within our organization. We need people that are going to be problem solvers and people that are going to be positive people within the organization, because we have enough drama going on in our lives, we don't have the time, the energy, or the patience for more drama. And that was critical for them. And unless you ask the right questions in the right way, you're never going to get to the conversation that's going to enable you to be able to move things forward. And that, you know, that's a critical thing to think about. So I think we all, and we need to land this plane fairly soon, we all need to sit there and think that the first why that somebody gives you may not be the right answer. We need to ask it in such a way that we're not being annoying, that we're not being disrespectful, that we're not being, you know, pejorative or, you know, whatever. We need to sit there and say, okay, can you explain to me why? Because I'm just not understanding. There's obviously something critical that's going on in the back end of your company or in your life or whatever. And I know that it's affecting your decision-making process. Can we talk about that? Or can you give me some insights that are going to enable us to be able to find a way to help you moving forward?
Dude, couldn't agree more. Sometimes it's just, it's shocking, but a simple question is like, how are you doing? And are you okay? It's surprising what will come out. Like,
it
and,
is.
And maybe just take that moment to ask that question, you know, to just get to the root of the matter. So I'm right there with you. So I think call to action on this is what you're saying, so we can land this ship, which is ask that additional question and really listen, really listen. Not, again, as we said earlier, is listen not to respond, but listen to understand. I love it. I love it, Ben.
I think that's a great place to land this plane. So I'm Ben.
And I'm Sia.
And we'll see you soon.
Heard, we most humbly ask that you like, share, and hit that subscribe button. If you want to communicate more effectively within your organization, contact Ben at iambenbaker.com or me at brilliantbeemedia.com. We can help you build your community, brand awareness, and personality through digital content and podcasting. We cannot wait to hear from you. See you next week for another episode of Gnaw On This, Business Bites.